practice of prayer and permission of scriptures of man, or as I touch the perspective of man, we can be absolutely confident that the gospel mission, this wonderful business of announcing the forgiveness of sins in Jesus Christ, will be an overwhelming success. Because it's even dependent upon our needs, wisdom, and abilities and experience, it is dependent alone upon the power of Christ. Saint Paul goes to the way of reminding us that the gospel is the power of God unto salvation. It is Christ's word, and it is His power, and it will be a success. It will accomplish what He intends. It may not always look like a success to you and to me, but it will accomplish what Jesus Christ intends. It will transform man out of darkness into the marvelous kingdom of God rising Christ Jesus. It will lift up those who have been crushed and broken by the sense of their sin. It will heal and help them and hold the broken hearted. It will transform blasphemers into worshipers and doubters into believers. That same and mighty powerful word that is able to make a turn a Christian fiasco into the cost of a lifetime is the same power that energizes God's gospel promise and is able to change more hearts and lives than you and I can even imagine. That's the promise. I think that's a pretty important lesson for a fisherman about to become an apostle of Jesus Christ. I would suggest that's not a bad lesson for us who are in the business of being trained to follow in the footsteps of St. Peter in the gospel ministry. And really, it's a good lesson for all Christians because God has called all of us to be fishers or catchers of men for Christ. Simon Peter got the point. He learned his Christian lesson that day. In fact, he was so overwhelmed with the sense of his failure to trust in Christ's word, he didn't even want to be in the same boat with him. He thought he was totally unworthy to be even in the presence of Christ. He was right. But another kind of a miracle happens in that day, that our Lord forgives and restores and uplifts Peter, so that in spite of his later stumblings and falters and failures that he knows so well, Peter went on to become one of the most mighty and successful captures of men in the church, because of the powerful word, the promise of Jesus Christ. He learned his Christian lesson. How about you? Have you learned your lesson? Have you learned to set aside your rationalizations and your wisdom about what is possible? Have you learned to put your trust completely and totally in God's gospel promises in Jesus Christ? Or do you still entertain those doubts and fears that somehow the gospel ministry, after all, may prove to be null and void? Perhaps it needs to be stored up by our wisdom and experience, and if nothing else, worth our dignity. You know, we don't need to have those kinds of fears and worries. Peter's miraculous trust of faith stands for the sign and the promise to you and to me, no less than it did to Simon Peter. The same summoning power of Christ's mighty word energizes the gospel today as it did in Peter's day. And that's the promise. The gospel ministry will not fail. It is Christ's power and it is His word. It will call and restore and redeem those in Christ's place. There is another sign that we share in common with Simon Peter. And that is we, like him, have also had that personal experience. We know that the gospel promise is powerful enough to change even the lives of the worst sinners. Because through Christ Jesus has called and restored and redeemed and commissioned even you and me. Remember that the next time you go fishing. And may God both your next and fill your both for Christ. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.